New Hampshire Public Radio recently reported on the health hazards posed by lead contamination in a luxury apartment complex in Manchester. Tenants there decided to sue, claiming their landlord, Brady Sullivan Properties, downplayed the risk to their health. The EPA is now forcing the landlord to clean up the building. As NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports, this case shines a spotlight on child lead poisoning. It's a public health problem that's been mostly out of the public eye.
Shagaf Mohammed has seen too much in her 11 years. Her family fled Iraq in 2013, and when they left, they never could have guessed the battle they'd face in their new home in Manchester. Shagaf's 4-year-old sister, Alil, is sick with lead poisoning.
When she gets sick, she always cries, she always hugs me. She feels very scared. She always don't eat. We had her one time, 1 week, she didn't eat, she didn't drink.
Alil doesn't speak because she's autistic. Within 2 months of moving into this apartment, Alil's blood lead level was high enough for her to be considered poisoned. The likely source? Lead paint. After the family notified him, the landlord did paint over much of the old paint in the apartment. But the girl's mother, Bushra Nassif, speaking through a translator, shows me the front stairwell, which is still flaked with chipping lead paint.
The lady is doing the test about lead level. Say here you have any too many lead level in the stairs.
And so you walk through here, you put your hands on the banister, you put your feet on the stairs, and then it comes in.
In her house, yes.
As we're talking, 4-year-old Alil walks into the stairwell and puts her mouth right on the chipping banister. In 2013, the year this family immigrated to the U.S., more than 1,000 children in New Hampshire were poisoned by lead. But the actual number is almost certainly higher because the state only screened 16.5% of kids that year. So here's the good news. The rate of child lead poisoning keeps going down. As of 2013, it was about 6 times lower than 5 years earlier. And a law passed this year pushes the state to screen more children and provides more protection for families at risk of lead exposure. But at the same time, even with this new law, people like Kate Kirkwood, a lead abatement contractor, say New Hampshire's policy falls short of addressing the problem.
We don't force anyone to remediate lead in an apartment until after a child has been poisoned. So it's like our children are the canary in the coal mine, you know, the caged bird.
New Hampshire forces a landlord to remediate when a child has a blood lead level of 10 micrograms per deciliter. Alil's level has been 9.5 for 2 years. Her older sister Shagaf's is just over 5. Both girls are considered poisoned by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kirkwood has tried to help Bushra Nassif's family find another apartment they can afford without lead hazards. No luck so far.
She really has no protection at this point at all, and it's partly because the child's lead level never reached 10. Even though CDC has been telling us for years now that the children have significant health effects, including decreased IQ, at 5 micrograms per deciliter, New Hampshire's level of action is 10.
The problem is by no means limited to refugees, says Tom Irwin with the Conservation Law Foundation, which has lobbied for stricter lead laws. New Hampshire's housing stock is old. 62% of homes here were built before 1978, the year the federal government cracked down on lead paint. More older houses means more likelihood kids are exposed to lead, a neurotoxin that can have permanent health and behavioral impacts on young children.
So the state has identified more than half of New Hampshire communities as being at high risk for lead poisoning. And their recommendation is that all 1- and 2-year-olds in those high-risk communities be tested for lead. Unfortunately, according to the most recent statistics, only 40% of those kids actually were tested.
So here's how the new state law may change this. It aims to bring New Hampshire's screening rates in line with our neighbors, which test far more children. It also requires healthcare providers to educate parents when a child is identified as being poisoned. Still, even with the new law, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine require landlords to fix lead hazards much sooner than New Hampshire does. And even where the state does have authority to force renovations, enforcement can lag. Budget cuts under Governor John Lynch reduced the number of New Hampshire lead inspectors from 4 to just 1. and that one job sat vacant for parts of 2012 and 2013. During those years, New Hampshire only ordered remediation when a child's blood lead level hit 15, three times higher than what the CDC calls poisoning. Beverly Druin runs the state's lead office. She says she'd like to have resources to help more families. And she says, for the most part, the public just doesn't get how serious this problem is.
Any small town that you drive through on a summer day, you're going to see somebody with a ladder against an old 200-year-old house scraping paint. No plastic down, no containment to keep that lead dust in, and that is the culture here in New England for 100 years.
There's a new federal rule at play here, too. The Renovation, Repair, and Painting Program became law in 2010. It requires contractors and landlords all over the country to take an 8-hour class on how to do this work and how to clean up the mess they make. Kate Kirkwood, the contractor you heard from earlier, teaches these classes.
Day after day, I have people coming into our classes grumbling about this stupid new rule that they have to listen to, you know, and figure out and comply with now. And by the time we get to the first break at 10 o'clock in the morning, I've had contractors come up to me in tears. You know, I think I might have poisoned my own kids and my grandchildren. I had no idea this was such a big problem.
Compliance, though, with the federal training requirements is low. No one has an exact number, but Kirkwood estimates around 80% of New Hampshire's landlords and contractors don't have the federal training. None of this sits well with the victims of lead contamination. Earlier this year, William Donovan's infant son had an elevated blood lead level from a Nashua apartment.
What really frustrated us the most was the fact that families that didn't do anything wrong, there was no laws to protect us because we could have been homeless, which we ended up becoming homeless for a little bit, but, you know, the laws didn't have our back.
Donovan says when his landlord found out about the baby's lead level, he evicted the family. Evictions like this are now illegal under the new state law. The new law also establishes a commission to examine what else the state should do to prevent childhood lead poisoning. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.